30 20 5 4 3 2 1
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1 2 3
Go. Life Matters, a five-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin, hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
I have no idea what day it is.
It is the 13th. Isn't it?
I don't know. Yes.
Sure, why not? Yesterday was the 12th. Shouldn't today be the 13th?
Oh my gosh. It's Palm Sunday. We're only a week away from Easter.
Oh no.
Time flies when you're going crazy.
Oh my God, yeah.
I don't think that you and I are alone in this feeling right now, but I am. I have got so many things coming at me.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Drowning.
Yeah. It's like wrapping up winter, getting ready for spring, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just, you know, and then you've got, like you, I have, even though I just have some parental issues that have been backlogged, you know, in spite of the fact that they've
but it's
passed away. And
another thing that needs to be done.
Right. My brother's attempting to do my dad's taxes.
Which is unpleasant and got to be a real paperwork
thing. He doesn't understand. So my brother's a lawyer, right? Like you would think that he would know. And did I ever tell you my dad used to send my brother, like, lawyer jokes all the time?
Yep. Couldn't trust him because he was a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When he was consulting, had his own my dad had his own LLC, and my brother went down to visit, and then I was there a week later, and dad said, here, will you help me renew this online? And I said, why didn't you have Alan do this last week? And he said, he's a lawyer. He'll probably foreclose on my house or something.
I can't trust him.
Right. I'm like, oh my God, dad. Anyway, so my brother has, throughout this process, so I took care of all the medical stuff. And my brother's taking care of all the paperwork, legal stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had medical power of attorney. He had regular power of attorney. Well, actually, we were both power of attorney, but I said, you're doing this. And
that was me.
And I remember my first
myself.
Day. And
get you with your clown noises.
I know. And throughout this whole process, he's like, I don't know why dad had me do this. I don't know. Like, he's had to call me. My brother had never dealt with a car title.
Huh?
Yeah.
How can that happen?
Because he'd always bought them at dealerships or had a lease or whatever, and they deal with all that for you. They deal with all that for you. And so, yeah, he had never. So he's like, where do I sign? Do you need my social security number? And I'm like, no.
Flip it over.
Because he's the executor.
Yeah.
Right. So I was like, oh, dude.
Wow. I'm no attorney, but I can do car titles.
Uh-huh. I'm like,
maybe I should be attorney, too.
You're a fetus.
No.
So, yeah. So he's struggling with, you know. And he's a single guy, right?
Right.
So his tax return could be done on a post-it note. And so he doesn't understand. And then the transfer of stuff and, oh, my God. So he's, you know, daily texts from, you know, are you sure that the... And I said, why don't you just get an accountant?
Right.
Like, why don't you call an accountant and give this all to them? And you're answering all my questions. Oh, well, I'll send you my bill.
Right.
Anyway, so it's just everything all at once. And then you want the weather to warm up and stay warm, and then it doesn't, and then it, you know, you get snow flurries again, and you're like, what the heck? And everybody is like anxious to get through to a nice, calm spring/summer outdoor
motorcycle weather. Yeah.
Yes, you know, and I think that, and you got a ton of stuff coming at you. How's mom?
She's recovering nicely.
So she fell again.
She did.
No
this
ambulance
one,
this
time. This one was bad. No, she had an ambulance.
Oh, did they call an ambulance?
Yeah, 911.
Oh.
Yeah, she did a number on her shoulder.
Yeah.
She had to rebuild. They had to rebuild it. But she is recovering nicely, so
yeah,
that's all good.
Well, good, good. So yeah. they actually, like, rebuilt it?
Yeah, they had to replace her humerus bone.
Oh.
Nothing humorous about that. Ba-boom. But yeah.
Maybe she'll like the show better. No, I'm just kidding.
I think she liked it just fine.
She likes the show.
I can get away with a lot today, though, because I don't think she's listening.
Ah, okay.
She's kind of captive right now in Madison.
Right. She's a sweetie, though. Like, yeah, she's, yeah, well, and then tough. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, she'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when her pain is at, like, 7 or 8, she says, yeah, it hurts a little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she tolerates a lot, and we're trying to get her not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
although, but, like, you can't have I never had an unrealistic expectation of pain management. You know, like all the kidney stuff I went through, and even when they took it out, you know, like I know I'm going to be in some pain,
right? Well, so, how I am. That's how she
is. So good, yeah.
And if
there's no reason to overtake medicine for that.
Right.
It's never going to get rid of all the pain.
No, it's
so
not.
So forget it.
Right. And I don't know the difference between, you know, a dull pain and, wow, that really hurts, because they're kind of the same to me.
Right.
You know, and you get used to it.
Because it's aggravating.
Right.
Right.
If it's there all the time, you don't notice it because it's there all the time.
Yeah.
But, no, she's doing well.
Good. She's adorable.
She's just got to quit crashing.
Yeah.
I told her she got to learn to tuck and roll.
Yeah. Oh, right. Right. To get her in some of that training you do.
That's right.
Police Academy, they'll teach her how to do things.
She probably hurt somebody.
She probably would.
She has a temper.
They would be afraid of her. Yeah.
Yeah. I got the butt to prove it.
Right. Good for you.
Hell yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. So prayers to her because.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because, yeah, she'll have to go into rehab for a little bit, won't she?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She will.
Yeah.
We don't have that quite figured out yet, but soon we will.
It will. It all happens when it's supposed to.
Yeah. Right. Right. And it's probably, it'll be a good thing because they can work on other stuff too. And
didn't they just call an ambulance for her not long ago?
Yeah, January.
Yeah.
She didn't tuck and roll. She fractured her wrist on that one. At least it's the same arm.
Is she falling in the same place?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. My brother went there first in the area she fell, and there's a floor register, you know, heat register in the middle of the floor, and we think she may have tripped on that. So she's 86. You know, she doesn't exactly high step anymore.
She had slippers on that, right. Yeah, yep. She's probably shuffling a little bit.
Yep, there's a little bit of shuffler going. I did tell her, I said, what you used to tell me all the time was pick up your feet.
Mm-hmm. I hate that.
I got the look.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
if the shoulder wasn't broke, I'd tear you up right now.
She would, yeah.
She's like Clint Eastwood with a wooden spoon. But like I said, I have the butt to prove it. Oh, yeah. She'd reach for a drawer, we ran.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I think she wore them in holsters after that because she's pretty quick.
Yeah, good for her. Yeah.
Yeah. If she wouldn't have, God knows what.
I know, she kept you out of trouble. That was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm glad she's going to be okay, though.
Yeah, she is.
She's adorable. She's sweet.
Yeah.
In spite of the raising two hooligans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we kept her young.
Yeah. Oh, sure you did. Anyway, you know, I just have to tell you that I am severely missing Jackson. We got to get him in here.
Yeah,
I know his social schedule. It's just crazy.
Oh, now he's
crazy.
In the track. So.
Oh, good. He's got long legs.
Yeah, he's really getting into the sports, which I'm kind of surprised. He wasn't too keen on it when he was younger, because he's getting older. But it started with baseball. We just started throwing a ball around.
Yeah.
And then he started getting interested in basketball, and now it's just kind of snowballing.
Figuring out what he really wants to do. That's fine.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
Sports are good. Every kid should play sports.
Absolutely. Something. Some kind of team something.
Right. Well,
whether it's DECA or, you know, I know that our local schools, our FFAs and our DECAs and all those guys, they do competitions. And, you know, we regularly in this area have some very high. Well,
right. It's healthy.
Competitiveness.
It teaches you teamwork. Mm-hmm. It teaches you how to accept loss.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches you how to fight for wins. You know, I think it's great, and every kid should have to do it, not want to, have to.
Right, so they have to do something.
Right.
Right. Well,
Couch potatoes, we got way too many in this country. We don't need any more.
We miss him. I miss him.
Do.
And he's probably like a foot taller than me by now. I haven't seen him in weeks.
Oh, at least.
So.
Yeah, he's growing like a weed. I picked him up at school last week, actually the day my mom crashed. And looking at him going, who is that kid? My God.
And he's 100% Zach Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Looks exactly.
Does. They look like twins.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It's a good sign, though.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it really is.
As long as he doesn't get as sassy, that'll be fine.
No, he's a gentleman.
He is, though. Yeah, he is. He's a good kid.
He doesn't have a choice.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
Well, with grandma around, you... Yeah.
She's way nicer than his grandfather is.
Oh.
I've been told.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, coming up today, I know that this is a subject that you really are dreading talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The Wee Whiskey Fest is back.
Mm-hmm.
And Sherm Lindsay is coming in, and he is going to talk to us about all the things that they're doing. There's some new stuff this year. Ty and I went last year, and it was packed.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, they have thought about doing something like this. The team that put this together has thought about doing something like this for quite some time. The first one was last year, and it was over-the-top successful. And so Sherm's going to be here after the break. He is going to talk to us about everything Wee Whiskey Fest. It's a whiskey sipping weekend. And that's coming up.
It's a good weekend for it.
That's right. That's coming up right after this on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
You apologize every single time, but you talk before we come back.
Well, that's like saying with all due respect. You can't be offended if I say it with all due respect, right?
That's right. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sherm Lindsay joins us this morning. We're going to talk about Wee Whiskey Fest. It's coming up here soon. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, so you and a group of friends decided to start the Geneva Lakes Whiskey Club, and this was a few years ago. How long ago was that?
Correct. That was in 2022.
Okay. So a few years ago, you came up with this idea for this festival, and now this is the second annual Wee Whiskey Fest. And it's coming up here. It starts Friday, April 25th. And there's still tickets available. But you're going to tell us the history and then how you came. I mean, everybody in Lake Geneva is involved in this thing, first of all. And outside of Lake Geneva. It's the whole area. So tell us, where did this start? Tell us about starting the club. Just kind of go from the beginning.
Sure. I myself have been a big whiskey bourbon drinker for many years and have been to different festivals around the country. And always appreciated it and always liked, you know, going to these, but always knew that we could do it maybe a little bit better in our own way and bring it to our own hometown. Having Lake Geneva as a backdrop never hurts. So we had this idea. My partners, actually, Dana Trilla and Bree Pacey, joined me in this little endeavor and decided to have our own little festival here. So to support that, we decided to start a club, which completely took on a different world here with the area. So not just the fest. So now we have monthly meetings. Everybody joined. I think we have over 1,000 members in the area.
Oh, my gosh.
Now.
Wow.
So we have tastings all over the area, different facilities all the time. And it's just been really fun. It's just been, we call it like whiskey camaraderie, and it's just been a really fun time the last few years.
Well, I mean, after you take a couple sips of whiskey, you're pretty much friends with everybody.
That
well,
does
if they're
happen.
Drinking whiskey,
yeah.
too, you can't help but be friends.
I know. Like, why wouldn't you be?
Right.
So, but it is sort of a thing these days to be very specific about the type of whiskey you like. There are... What? There's got to be thousands of different combinations of tastes and the way that they distill it and just all of that. I mean, and it's a thing to try and, you know, taste as many as you can to find the absolute favorite one you can.
That's right. The popularity has just grown unbelievably.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just the science behind making it. And there's only so much you can do with, like, a American bourbon whiskey. But whether it's the aging process or the, you know, finishing process, whatever the case may be. But it's been around forever. But over the last maybe decade or so, it's really gained popularity to the point where it's, you know, aficionado type of a thing and really discussing it, you know, and how it's made and taste and everything. So, yeah, it's huge now.
Can I just ask, and you may not know this, but and I don't know if you know this or not, but in the floods down south, Buffalo Trace was over flooded, like bad. Like they are in the middle of a lake at this point. And have you heard anything about their...
I did see that, and that's a shame. And yeah,
it is.
All those big distilleries down south, a lot of them are underwater.
Yeah.
There's one pretty special thing about those distilleries, though, and they've had fires in the past where one completely different company has supported that company.
Aww.
That has had these problems.
Right.
So the camaraderie, I've used that word again, but that is pretty unreal, even for the big companies. They'll help each other out to keep each other afloat, and
right.
This is competition. So those good old boys down south, they're all in it together.
Yeah. Well, you know,
there's
handshake is as good as your signature,
that's right?
So,
that's right.
But
yeah, Jim Beam, they had that big fire.
Uh-huh.
Was that 4 years ago?
Right.
4 or 5 years ago, and they survived that.
Right. Well, and
they
didn't,
were prepared for it.
I thought, too, that Jack Daniels stepped up in that case, too. I can't remember, but
I'm sure they did.
I think they did, but
there's
you're
many
right.
Cases of it, different
they,
ways.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they always they have each other's backs, but I just didn't know if there was an update on whether or not, you know, because Buffalo Trace was the one I saw in the news. I'm sure you're right that there's a lot of them because there's a lot of them down there. But the only reason why I paid specific attention to Buffalo Trace is because I turned and looked at my husband and said, maybe these bottles that you've collected are going to be worth more money in the bank like you say they always are. But anyway, so let's talk about the event itself, right? Because you've partnered not only with a bunch of companies that make the delicious whiskey and bourbon, but also a lot of venues around the area. So let's just start at the beginning. What happens on Friday?
Yeah, well, that is one of the differences we wanted to do with this. A lot of these whiskey tastings are 4 hours. You go in, you do it and everything. We want it to be a little bit different. We want to make it an entire weekend of festivities.
It's a destination.
It is.
Yeah.
And incorporate different things and make it a true weekend festival. So from last year, even it's expanded a little bit. Friday now, we have one of our partners, Pier 290. They have a boat cruise drifting on the lake with one of the companies, and we have a bourbon and burlesque show on Friday at the bottle shop, so they're involved. That's kind of interesting, bourbon and burlesque, so that's going to be kind of fun. Parties at night. Saturday brings the highlight of the event. That's the grand tasting
right.
at Lodge Geneva National and the
right.
beautiful ballrooms down there. That's where you'll see 50-plus distilleries, 150-plus tastings, live music, bagpiper, walking around. That is definitely the highlight of the event. That's from 2 to 6 on Saturday. Still tickets available for that. That's only general admission. Every other package we have is sold out, but, that one is still available. You can get in and do that. And then, Saturday has more parties, dinner pairings. We're involved. We have about 3 or 4 different big restaurants that have specific dinner pairings. So after the tasting, you can do a little foodie action on that. VIP party at Maxwell Mansions, keep it kind of this high-end, kind of elegant type of an event.
Right.
And then, yeah, tasting Sunday, cool closing party, Irish goodbye closing party. Whether you want to say goodbye or not, you can leave or show up. That's how that comes in. Got an Irish band playing that night. That's at Champs. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, it brings the whole community, the whole area together.
I like awesome. The distinguished hooligans after party.
Yes.
Where that, so is that a general admission ticket thing?
That is actually open to anybody. That's,
okay.
Yep, that's a general admission. That's at Fat Cats on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Distinguished Hooligans became kind of our nickname. We're the Geneva Lakes Whiskey
Club. I was going to say, yeah,
Club,
but, I was going to ask where that came from.
You know, it's kind of funny because we all like to get into a little bit of trouble, but we do it properly.
What's wrong with that?
Why Nothing. Aren't you a distinguished hooligan already, Tom?
Just finding out about it now.
And now he is.
Somebody said that, and it just stuck. So we have that.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Never distinguished.
That's perfect. Cocktail contest. Let's talk about that. How do people, is it people's choice?
Yep.
What do they have to do to participate?
Yes. So that we have, I think, 11 participating bars, restaurants
wow.
in the area for this.
Nice.
All in walking distance, Lake Geneva. That we do keep kind of tight. So, we have everybody comes up with their individual cocktail with red line bourbon, bottled and bond bourbon. So it's a base spirit that everyone has to use.
Okay.
And then you come up with your best cocktail.
Ah.
And people can vote. So anybody coming to the event get a chance to, on their little app on their phone, they vote for their winner. And so the bar's taking it very serious. There's a lot of competition here, some
mm-hmm.
bragging rights.
Right.
Maxwell Mansion won it last year, and they had a whole production with the cocktails. So they win our little trophy, our perpetual cocktail trophy that they get for this year. So we'll see if they keep it or not.
What do you think the pairings, which one has been the most popular? What do you think? Is it, I mean, are they all dinner pairings?
Dinner pairings. We have a couple different sections for that. So you don't have to necessarily go have a top shelf dinner pairing. Grand Geneva's Chop House has one. The Hunt Club has a really nice one. Yeah. Baker House has a nice one. And then we have something called Bourbon and Bites,
okay,
which is restaurants that just maybe have a couple specials or a little more casual, like Flatiron Tap has one. So they have like a specialty burger and a couple specials on bourbon. So it's more of a casual thing. But the pairings are pretty cool. They take that pretty serious. Kind of like wine pairings. It's like the same thing. You get a little bit different type of taste with certain food, with the whiskey, and how they complement each other, things like that.
Awesome. And so I would be remiss if I did not bring up the fact that this is the same weekend as the Lake Geneva Women's Weekend.
Oh, that'll be a good mix. I forgot about that.
So I think that this is a very good mix of events on the same time frame in Lake Geneva and the surrounding area. And first of all, downtown Lake Geneva, be prepared, because the Women's Weekend is extremely popular. And this is extremely popular already. I mean, like I said, we were there at the Grand Tasting last year, my husband and I. It was absolutely packed, so much fun. Like, not overpacked, you know, like the way you have it set up is really good. So it doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, this place has got too many people in it. There were tons of people. Everybody could walk around. We were all talking and we were all trying to figure out, like, you know, a lot of the JCs were there, and so their wives were there. So we were all kind of going around and talking about what we liked the best. The girls seemed to like, we all, I think, really liked this one that was, and I can't even remember now, but I think it was like a lemon type. Anyway, I don't remember now, but it was so much fun. And so now that is at the lodge, right?
That's right.
But you're going to see people from both of these events in downtown Lake Geneva having a great time, being tourists, even in their own little town, if they haven't, you know, if they haven't traveled here to attend these events. And so it's just, this is the perfect match of events for this area. So the women get your tickets to that, and then the guys get their tickets to this, and you can interchange, because not everything that happens at one happens at another. And so, like,
well, you got a place to go.
Tons.
Girls go there, guys go there.
Like, seriously.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. You'd be surprised how many women are big bourbon girls
know
these
this.
Days.
Yes.
However, you're correct. We have a great relationship with them.
Yeah.
And that connection is great. And it's end of restaurant week, too. So that's another perfect, like the foodie and whiskey and the whole.
Yeah.
It's a really nice little, for a time of the year when we used to not have anything. So it's kind of neat to add some stuff on shoulder season.
It's a phenomenal combination. You guys have done really, really well. And the addition of all of the other things, you know, I mean, this is just a great event.
Thank you.
So what else would you like to mention about this?
Sure. So yeah, like I said, the only tickets we have left is general admission, but that gets you tons of stuff and parties and the main tasting and everything, the grand tasting. However, there's stuff going all weekend. So the Bourbon and Burlesque show still has some tickets left. You can buy tickets a la carte. You don't have to buy the main grand tasting to buy the other events. So we have a tasting on Friday, a topsy-turvy, a really good one, with our friends Dancing Goat. Then the Bourbon and Burlesque will have tickets. Sunday has a really neat one. Our artesian market has a honey cheese bourbon pairing tasting at the bottle shop. So that's a really nice ticket to go to. And you get, that's a whole different feel too, with getting like honey and food with the bourbon. And then I think there is another one at Fat Cats with Steinbring Cellar 85, bringing some of their barrel picks. So there's kind of something for everyone. You can still get those tickets. So if you go on our website on Wee Whiskey Fest, like the Scottish Wee, W-E-E, WeeWhiskeyFest.com, you can see these tickets that you can still buy and be a part of it, even if it's just for one tasting.
Yeah, why wouldn't you go just to one if you don't want to go the whole weekend? I mean,
it's worth it.
Yeah, and that's is that new, the a la carte kind of thing?
Last year we did that too, but I think this year people think you need to get a ticket for the main thing to do everything else, and that's not the case. It's a whole weekend full of different stuff.
Right. I love it. Bees, cheese, and bourbon.
Yes.
Multiple bourbon samples by expert with the unique flavors of honey, cheese, chocolate, and more.
Well, I didn't think honey would work, but honey and bourbon somehow works.
Oh my gosh, it really does.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, it really does. The and it's the 45th Parallel Distillery. You have new guys coming in this year, new distilleries? Talk to us about that a little
bit. That's right. Yep, plenty of new ones. A nice turnover from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, we'd like to be a little bit more focused on the more craft distilleries, and
okay.
that's kind of where the Wee and the Wee Whiskey Fest comes through. We always want the big boys from Kentucky, and people want to you know, try that stuff. But there's so many incredible craft distilleries in the country, especially Wisconsin. We invite almost all the Wisconsin distilleries to join mm-hmm. us, and they make some really good stuff. It doesn't have to mm-hmm. be out of Louisville anymore, so or Bardstown. So the we have almost like a half turnover, and getting these relationships with these distilleries too is so cool, and getting
yeah.
to know them all and having some return. So we got a really good group coming this year.
You know, one of the things that I noticed last year was everybody was talking to everybody. So any questions you have, any, you know, like about their process, about taste, about how they achieve it. I mean, it's a great place to learn about.
Oh, yeah.
Picking out your favorites, you know?
It really is, and that's what it's
yeah,
all about.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
And the stories are incredible. One of them, Milam & Green, is a woman-owned distillery in Texas that comes up. It's one of the few.
Mm-hmm.
So every company has these really cool stories to hear about as well.
I think, ooh. Now, mixed barrel pick tasting with Cellar 85. First of all, I'm shocked that Fats is involved. Seems so out of character for him.
Yeah.
Taste multiple samples of one-of-a-kind barrel picks. Yellowstone 6-year, Backbone apricot brandy finished. That sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Angel's Envy port cask finished. Tumbling Dice Kentucky Straight. And these are all selected by Cellar 85. Listen, those guys have really gotten good at this.
Oh, yeah, they
okay,
have.
You will find their picks, not only at Stein Brinks, but, you know, at the pub, at Fat Cats, Magpie, all of these different places. They have specially bottled some of these picks that Fats and those guys have gone down and you know, literally tasted themselves and curated this collection. And so that is on Sunday at Fat Cats. That's definitely one that you know, that's put together by the local guy, right? He mm-hmm. knows the area, he knows his stuff. And that's gonna be a fun
right.
one to go to.
And you can get it local.
Right.
That's right. They're great partners, and yeah. Fats knows his stuff so well, and they do their picks, and it's just incredible.
Yeah.
And those are really cool too, because those are one of a kind, unique. Mm-hmm. You're tasting something you'll never taste again.
Right.
So yeah, to hear him talk about it. But yeah, the Stein Brinks Cellar 85 is a great partner. They're very, very involved with Wee Whiskey Fest.
I'm stunned. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Fats is the reason why we went last year. Yeah. We got tickets from him, and it's just, but I'll tell you what. Whenever you see people get together that have this common interest, it is there's no downside to it. There's absolutely no downside to it. It's fun. You learn. It's an experience. And that's what you guys have created here. This isn't just, like you said, a 4-hour, oh, you go, you sip something, they try to sell you bottles, whatever, and then you walk away. That is not what this is. That is not what this is at all. It's an experience. It's for you to compare and learn and make decisions and have a good time with other people. I highly recommend going in a group because...
Oh, it's more fun.
You compare, right?
Yeah.
I like this. You like this. Oh, you need to try this. Whatever. I mean, it's just that's the way you should be experiencing this festival.
And it's 3 full days.
Right.
Yeah, we're
with a little bit of recoup time in between.
A little bit. We're definitely, I consider us a lot more of a social club too.
Right.
I mean, you can, there's whiskey clubs out there that are just like so scientific and so every single thing is just discussed. We're a little more casual, a little more fun, a little more social.
Right.
That's where our club is. That's where our meetings are every month. So yeah, it's way more fun that way.
I was going to say, when you meet, what do you talk about? New stuff?
Well,
events?
We usually have like one distillery specifically come. So there will be a company that comes, gives away some samples and swag and things like that. And really, that's it. You taste it. You talk about it a little bit, but you just kind of hang out and enjoy it together.
Interesting.
And if you want to get into the details, you can.
That's right.
You got a representative there. If you just want to taste it, to have fun, which is what I do, you got that too.
So how do we get more information? Where do they get tickets?
So, yep, right on our website, mm-hmm. Wee Whiskey Fest. And again, that's a double E, W-E-E, Whiskey Fest, Scottish Wee, .com. You can still get general admission tickets. We will stop, I think, April 23rd, so you don't have too much time left. But all tickets are right there. All information is right there. Our website's pretty good. So it has the schedule and all of our partners and everything else there. And if you want to just join the club, it's pretty easy. You walk into one of the places one time and say hi, and you're in.
That's very difficult.
Yeah.
I can pass that background check.
Can you?
I think so.
We're very open arms.
Cool. I love it. I love it. Wee Whiskey Fest. It starts on April 25th. You want to get your tickets. It goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all around in the Geneva Lakes area, focused in downtown Lake Geneva for several of the events. But this is just, I love how you've brought everybody together. This is fun. And yeah. It's not your grandpa's taste test here.
This looks like a lot of fun.
This is a big deal. Yeah. Yeah. Sherm, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. This is an honor.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
Appreciate it.
It's an honor to have you because you guys have worked very hard on this, and we appreciate you bringing this to our area.
We're happy to do it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up next, just stop. I have a lot of them.
No kidding.
Warning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
been a week.
We'll be right back after this on Lake 96.1.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Stop it.
Whoa. Stop right there.
Stop! Stop it!
Just stop talking.
Well, now I'm thirsty.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing tonight.
What?
I'm
taste testing your own whiskey cabinet?
Tasting.
At your house?
Yeah. Oh. Why not get warmed up?
Well, it's not for a couple weeks, but...
Well, there's an acclimation process.
I see. Okay. And
you
wean yourself onto
in.
The whiskey. Okay.
Right.
All right. Couple things. Trying to find my stuff here. Okay. I have a funny story. For the just stop part of this segment... People need to just stop asking Kamala Harris to do things.
Like talk?
Yeah.
So who asked her to do anything?
Listen, nobody.
Okay.
She is trying to re-energize her political career, and I got to tell you that I don't see it. I don't see it even on a state level out in California. I just don't see it. I think that she should... go happily into retirement.
She should.
Because I just think that she was part of the reason why people were so frustrated.
Well, she brought her true donkey out,
mm-hmm.
and it scared a lot of people.
And
thinking, again?
Being a part of the cover-up as to how completely unable President Biden was to do the job.
Right.
I mean, she was number one.
Yeah.
Right?
Seeing the truth, and she's still telling us to lie, expecting us to believe it.
Right. And I mean, and even the media, George Stephanopoulos said when he did that, when he did that interview, he said it was hard to watch that in person.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so they're even getting that they were lied to and that they were lying. And, you know, I stand on the fact that this poor man, that was elder abuse. By his wife.
Right.
She's power hungry. She's money hungry. She didn't want it to end. And so they sacrificed 4 years of this man's life in his advanced age that he could have been spending time with his children and grandchildren and enjoying life. They put him in this super stressful environment that he could not handle, that he should have never been in. Mm-hmm. And I think that it probably aged him far more than if he would have just been able to relax.
And you can see that. Just
absolutely.
Go back and look at pictures.
Absolutely. I mean, it's terrible.
Sad.
But Kamala Harris was number one cover-up person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So here's why I think that she's going to go off into the sunset and that she needs to go off into the sunset because the constituents are no longer going to accept her help. She offered to campaign... here in Wisconsin for the Supreme Court. And they rejected her. They told her, no, thanks. We got
probably
this.
A smart thing.
Yeah. I mean, when you're, you know, that wasn't even a very big, I mean, it was because of the effect that it has in the future and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But, I mean, you're, it wasn't like it was a, you know.
At a national level.
Right. They rejected her.
Yeah.
So she just needs to stop. Just stop. Go do something fun with your life. But politics is not your gig anymore. Like, you cannot do politics anymore.
She couldn't do it before.
Right.
But, yes, I agree.
The last time I heard, the Menendez brothers out in California are also, they're back up for potentially getting out of jail. They need to just stop trying. You killed mm-hmm. your parents.
Right.
You could have just called the cops. You could have walked away. You could have done a lot of things.
Could have told the truth right away.
Could have told the truth right away. A lot of things. And you did not do it. And you need to just stop. I can't believe they're even considering this at this point. You killed your parents.
Yeah.
It wasn't self-defense. It wasn't any of that. Just stop.
Yes. Every time that comes up, I think about Avery in the Milwaukee area.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he was convicted of a homicide. They let him out, and then he killed again?
Yeah.
Just stop.
Just
They're
stop.
They're there for a reason. Leave
right.
them there.
Right. The stabbing of the fellow student down south, the one kid went and they were at some kind of meet. This is terrible because I'm just giving very general. They were under a tent. One guy wasn't where he was supposed to be. The other guy came up and said, "You have to get out of that seat." There was a confrontation. The guy that was in the wrong seat stabbed and killed. These are high school students. Yeah. People are saying, and they raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for the kid that did the stabbing and said, we need to defend him. It was self-defense. It was this. It was that. Okay. Just stop.
Yeah.
Why did he have a knife at a track meet or whatever it was?
Right.
Why did he have, you know, so we, these people know better. They know right from wrong. They know right from wrong.
They should, but do they?
Well,
I mean, look across
okay,
the country.
Okay, but if you say they don't, then you have a case for letting them out.
Well, you have a very valid point.
Uh-uh.
But
they know.
This excuse of not knowing, that we're an excuse-laden mm-hmm. society. You know, the craziness, and I know everyone's probably sick of hearing it, but it's a perfect example. The left is very pro-electric, you know. No mm-hmm. more fossil fuels, which
right.
crude oil is not a fossil fuel.
Correct.
But no more burning that stuff, right?
Right.
They want everything electric. But Elon Musk is doing what he was hired to do or volunteered to do,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing it very well. So now they're attacking him.
No, they're not attacking him.
Well, in a way they are. They're destroying his property.
They're trying to attack him.
Right.
They're destroying other people's property. They're doing
exactly what they've been screaming that should about the things that should stop happening.
Right.
You know.
Can you imagine how much pollution is in a burning Tesla?
No, I couldn't, because those batteries are.
They can't. I don't even know if they can put them out anymore. Yeah. So, remember when I said a couple weeks ago that when you go and burn these, Elon just sells another one.
Right.
Like, what are you thinking?
Well, let's just sit there not
you?
Thinking. They're doing exactly what they've been preaching against
uh-huh.
for years.
By the way, these protests that are going on throughout the country, why are protesters arriving on chartered buses?
Right, which is burning a lot of diesel.
Well, that, and if this isn't an organic protest, and there are thousands of people across the country that are getting ready, why is it the same people getting bussed in and paid?
Oh, yeah, they're getting paid to
protest.
Do that. Yeah.
So, like, again,
it's
those
ridiculous.
Of us, the common sense in the middle thing on either side of the aisle, like, right. do you think normal, everyday, you know, liberal Democrats are looking at these people saying, oh, yeah, this is what we want you to do, burn cars? No.
No, I don't
because
think
Because you know
so.
What? They're adults. They get it. They're not, they don't want that either. That, do you think, don't you think that they're probably embarrassed by that?
I hope they are.
So Just stop.
I am.
Yeah, just
and
stop.
I don't support that side at all.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing to watch what people are doing in this country.
For sure. For
so,
sure.
Yes. Just stop.
Okay, I got to put my glasses on for this one because far be it from me to not try to dissuade people
from the fine print?
Yes, from thinking the wrong thing about the wrong things, okay? There's a lot of there's a lot of myths going around about the SAVE Act that was it's called the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act.
Right.
This act basically requires proof of citizenship to register to vote.
Right.
Okay. It requires states to verify U.S. citizenship when you register to vote an individual to vote in federal elections. So the states, most of them require you to show that you are a citizen, but for federal, for local elections and state elections, but federal, you don't necessarily have to do that until now. So there are a lot of myths. So we're going to talk very briefly about this. This is a myth. The SAVE Act would prohibit married women or anyone who has changed their name from voting. That is fake. Fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have updated their documents, proof of citizenship, which can include things like the real ID, your passport, or other some kind of government-issued identification with their place of birth, you're fine. Okay? Here's the thing. If you want to fly or travel, really just fly in this country, you have to have that real ID by something like May 14th or something like that.
Yeah, it's
so
coming up soon.
You have to get it anyway. The SAVE Act explicitly directs states to establish a process for these people to register to vote irrespective of discrepancies. Okay? The small fraction of individuals who have not updated their documentation to reflect their name change, which most do immediately for other life purposes, will be covered under that process. There will still be a way that you vote, but you will obviously be encouraged to update your stuff.
Right.
You should have done that anyway.
Correct.
Okay? The SAVE Act is not going to require everyone to have a U.S. passport to register to vote. It merely requires the documentary proof of the United States citizenship to register to vote. Okay? And that can also include your real ID, which will be used in all 50 states, your U.S. military ID combined with your birth certificate or something like that. Like, this is not... Okay. Another myth. There's no evidence of illegal voting in federal elections. There is actually ample evidence of non-U.S. citizens registering to vote. A 2014 study of the 2008 and 2010 elections found that non-citizens voted and likely impacted the outcome in several races.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there is ample evidence. I'm sure that if you dig far enough, you're going to find ample evidence to the contrary. But there's ample evidence that this happened. The SAVE Act is unnecessary because it already is illegal for non-citizens to vote. Not true.
Mm.
While only U.S. citizens can legally vote in federal elections, the National Voter Registration Act effectively stops states from checking citizenship during registration, preventing the law from being enforced.
Right.
The SAVE Act is needed to require states to verify U.S. citizenship when registering individuals to vote in federal elections and give states the tools to enforce the law that already exists. Another myth, it will make it impossible for U.S. service members to vote if deployed.
No.
Absolutely not. It does not amend the Uniform Overseas Citizen Absentee Voting Act. Obviously, our service members who are serving this country abroad will be able to vote.
Yeah, with an absentee ballot.
Right. The SAVE Act is unconstitutional and violates the principles of federalism.
Not
Here's the fact.
True.
the elections clause, the naturalization clause, and the 15th, 19th, 24th, and 26th amendments clearly give Congress the authority to enact the SAVE Act. The SAVE Act is a narrow bill that simply strengthens the law that has governed federal voter registration processes for 30 years, and it's called the NVRA, by requiring states to verify citizenship for registrations to vote in federal elections. If you are not a citizen, you don't get to vote.
Period.
Period. And yes, you have to prove it.
Yeah, and what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Absolutely.
So stop spreading ridiculous.
Oh.
Okay? Yeah. This is not going to prevent married women.
No.
From voting. And this is not going to, like, just stop.
Yeah. Anybody that's changed their name can prove they changed it.
It is, right.
Yeah, it's.
Right.
It's so, a scare tactic. That's all it is. It's just more lies.
Right. Just stop. It doesn't prevent anybody from doing anything. And if there's nothing going on that's adverse to our election process, then what difference does it make if we strengthen it a little bit?
Absolutely.
And also, I just want to remind people that for years, probably over a decade, this show, this radio station, has said, if you have a problem getting the ID that you need to vote, that you qualify for, or if you need help getting to the polls to vote, please call us.
Yeah.
We will personally help you. We will arrange for somebody to help you. We need you to vote.
Yep.
Whatever. So we don't care who you vote for, but you have to vote.
Right.
We need you to vote. And if you're having trouble, please call us. We will help. Not one phone call. Nobody's having trouble voting. Nobody's having trouble getting the ID that you need to vote.
Right.
Okay? Nobody's going to have trouble complying with the SAVE Act. Just stop.
I love my little town hall, and I have never seen anybody come in there complaining that they had to show ID. Everyone says thank you.
Well, showing it, that's like 85% of the people in the United States believe that we should have voter ID. So even the Democrats are like rooting against their own people on
right.
this. So it's
just stop the madness.
Yeah, don't die on this hill. This is not the hill to die on.
It's a bump.
Anyway, one more thing very quickly, very excited about. I have been asked once again to be the MC for the annual Lake Geneva JC's Easter egg hunt.
Awesome. Good time
it's an honor to be asked again. I love that. It's just so cute. I mean, if we could get the kids to pick up their toys as fast as we get these kids to pick up these eggs, I'm telling you.
Put some candy and pennies in.
Uh-huh. But it's next Saturday.
Oh, wow. Oh,
April 19th.
That is coming up quick,
I know,
isn't it?
Right? So it starts at 10:30 a.m. sharp, okay? We do it whether it's raining, snowing, or sunshine. The
and it could
excitement
be all three.
Excitement never in Wisconsin.
The excitement.
The excitement never stops. So there's a lot of things to do too. No one gets left out. Dress for the weather for sure. But there's raffles. Every kid gets a free raffle ticket when they come
get
there. So there's tons of stuff. There's Easter baskets.
Sure.
Bicycles, scooters, like there's all kinds. People donate like crazy. Let's see what else. Oh, McGruff, the crime dog, somebody who you're very familiar with. Yep.
We let him out of his cage every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. The Easter bunny, obviously.
And McGruff
us.
Is well trained. He won't chase the bunny.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've had to separate
kind of
him,
funny
but right.
Happened.
They're fine. They're fine.
But we can work it out.
Right. It's just a lot of fun. There's a lot of other things going on. I believe that, and I will double check this just to make sure. So don't quote me on it, but usually the JCs do their sandbox fill in the spring where they go to, if you have a sandbox, they'll go and they'll help fill it up for you. They have that sign up there usually. And then there's just other things you can do. Sometimes you can plant a flower. So there's other activities beside the Easter egg hunt.
Right.
But definitely join us.
Fun day for the
it's
whole family.
It's so much fun. Yeah, we have a great time. It doesn't matter what the weather is. We've done it rain, snow. It doesn't matter. But hopefully we'll get some super good weather next Saturday.
Right.
Starts at 10:30 sharp. You can get there a few minutes early. take your place.
Well, yeah, you got to get good seats.
Because it's a competitive. No, it's not. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's in Seminary Park.
Yes.
In downtown Lake Geneva. So there are plenty of parking. Come on. We've got, and it's huge. It's popular. There's a lot of kids there. And then we run through those raffle tickets at the end really quick. Everybody runs away with their prizes and we have a really good time. So
yeah, a lot of fun.
Yes, please bring an Easter basket or your bag or whatever. We always have bags there too if you forget. So it'll be fun. So we'll see you there.
It will be a blast.
The Lake Geneva JC's Easter egg hunt. If you need more information, just Google it. It's there.
Go to the Googles.
Go to the Google. All right. That does it for us today.
Already?
It does. Yeah, I've got to go do something dirty, I'm sure, at the house.
A little kitchen work.
Yep. Anyway, have a good rest of your Sunday. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place, right here on Lake 96.1.